This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. A lot of incredibly naive people are awaiting the robot revolution, thinking that personal robots are going to give them freedom. But in reality, they're going to be enslaved by them, and I'll explain why. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. I apologize for the background noise once again. I'm recording in my laboratory. And what are you hearing? You're hearing the nitrogen generator running, the fume hood, the vacuum pump, a lot of other things. I'm sorry about that. This is some of the best time I have to record when I'm monitoring some heavy metals runs. Anyway, a lot of people think that robots are going to do the dishes for them and vacuum their houses and, you know, take over chores. And that's true, but the robot makers will turn those robots into spying machines. I mean, just think about it. Who's going to be the biggest robot maker? Probably Google. Google spies on you right now through your search engine searches and web visits and Google Analytics and YouTube video views, all of these things. Google builds a psychological profile of you, and Google is, of course, the search engine branch of the NSA. It's a police state, scientific dictatorship, a technocracy, a totalitarian regime. And all of this, all the searches you've ever done, all the web pages you've ever visited can be used against you in any kind of investigation to try to destroy you, to try to incriminate you, and of course to market to you as well, to sell you stuff based on your psychological profile. When this company, Google, creates robots, humanoid, bipedal type of robots that can work in your home, and they're very close to that. I've just seen a new robot they put out that can carry bicycle tires and parts up narrow stairways like in an apartment building. This robot can walk on the beach. This robot can walk sideways, up and down stairs, difficult terrain, everything. Things, you know, physically, it's amazing. The technology is amazing. But here's what Google's going to do. They will license these robots to homeowners on a monthly fee. You won't be able to buy them because you never own it, you see. It'll be licensed to you. And as part of the license, the robot will have to reauthorize its license each day by contacting Google servers over the internet. So you'll have to give the robot access to your Wi-Fi. And as part of this, the robot will be programmed to spy on you, to watch everything you do, to listen to all your conversations, to map out the inside of your home, and to create a database of everything you've ever said, including a voice-to-text, basically speech recognition. There will be a transcript created of every conversation you've ever had where the robot was in within listening range, and it'll have super bionic hearing, of course, because it's a robot. There will be a transcript created of everything you've ever said in the privacy of your own home. The robot will walk around your home and look for things like firearms. And if you have a gun, the robot will call the police, even if that gun is legal. The robot will record videos of what you're doing in your home and perhaps how you're interacting with children or animals. And it will upload those to Google, which will, of course, forward that information to the NSA. And if you happen to be a congressperson or a judge, those videos and those transcripts will be used to blackmail you to support the passage of laws and the enforcement of laws that empower the totalitarian technocracy regime. Now, if you think all this sounds like science fiction, you're like 20 years behind. Sorry to tell you that. This is not science fiction. This is today. This is fact today. You better believe that the people of Google, the people behind these robots, have already figured all this out. They've already mapped all this out, and this is their plan. It's actually quite obvious. it's not even difficult to figure this out. I mean, think about it. If you invented these amazing robots and you were evil and you wanted to control everyone in society, wouldn't you do exactly the same thing? Wouldn't you turn the robots into spying machines? Wouldn't you create transcripts of everything that people are saying in their own private homes and do keyword searches on those transcripts? Wouldn't you video record people in their own homes? Again, if you were evil, if you had no ethics, wouldn't you do that? Of course you would. And remember, Google is evil. Google has no ethics. The NSA, the totalitarian police state government regime, has no ethics and no boundaries. They don't respect any law. They don't respect any human rights. They don't respect your privacy, for damn sure. They listen to your phone calls already. They monitor your emails already. They spy on you in every way possible. Robots are just going to give them a new way to spy on you. You'd be a fool to think that they're not going to take advantage of that platform to insert a camera and microphones into your home to follow you around and investigate every nook and cranny and closet of your house. You think they wouldn't take advantage of that? These robots are going to walk into your library or your office, and they're going to scan the titles of the books that you're reading. And believe me, if those books are not approved, you're going to be added onto a suspicion list or maybe a domestic terrorism list. Or if you have books from Paladin Press, oh, you're in real trouble. You're going to get raided. Yeah, this robot's going to walk around and open your medicine cabinet and look in there and make sure that you're not using expired prescription drugs because they want to support Big Pharma to sell you more new drugs. So you got to be sure to throw out the expired drugs, flush them down the toilet, let them get turned into biosludge to be spread on somebody's farmland, which is actually what happens in America, thanks to the EPA. These robots are going to enslave you, and you won't be able to operate them offline. There won't be an offline mode. They may claim there is, but there isn't. They're going to lie to you. Of course they are. Like they lie to you right now. Oh, we're not monitoring your phone calls, your emails. No, we're not. Of course they are. They just say they're not because there's some people that are too gullible that they actually believe that. But robot cars are also going to enslave you, of course. They're going to track everywhere that you go. And they're going to listen to every conversation that you're having in your car. Every phone call. I mean, think about what this is enabling the police state to build about you. Right now, I mean, they can already tell every movie you watch online on Netflix or Amazon or other services. They can tell every book you read on Amazon Kindle. They can see everything that you buy, every credit card statement, every phone call, every conversation. Now with the robots, they're going to invade your home. These robots are going to watch you have sex in your own home. And they're going to use that video to blackmail you if you're doing something weird or freaky or kinky. And if you're an important person, I should add. If you're not an important person in society, they don't give a crap, right? They're going to use this to blackmail people. Scientists, let's say, lawmakers, lobbyists, you know, politicians. People that have some kind of power. They will leverage this robotic blackmail and whatever video they can get of you in your own home. You know, maybe you kicked your cat one day. Animal abuse, you know, they're going to use that video to force you to do their bidding. So this shouldn't be surprising to anyone that this is the future of what they're going to try to roll out. Now, there will be a counter movement by the sort of the freedom branch of the technology groups, sort of the encryption people, you know, pro-encryption, pro-privacy, which are really great people, really smart people, by the way, a great group. And they will argue for, let's say, open source robots and robots that can be operated offline that where people are protected from spying and surveillance. And so when that day comes, I hope that you will support open source robots that are respecting your privacy and don't become a customer of the corporate robotics industry that's going to use those robots to enslave you, spy on you, and blackmail you. And if you don't think any of that's going to happen, wake up and smell the coffee, folks. There is no corporate entity or government entity in this world that wants to give you any sense of freedom or privacy whatsoever. They want to absolutely control you, dominate you. They want you to have absolute obedience. They want to be able to coerce you and force you to do anything they want. Look at SB 277 in California. Your free choice has no standing in the future society that governments and corporations are trying to usher in. They have no desire to have the people have any choice or any privacy or any freedom whatsoever. That just gets in the way of their domination plans. It's not some conspiracy theory. It's just from Google's point of view, damn good business when you have no ethics, and that's the way they are. So get ready, get ready. It's going to be a wild future. If you want to read more about our future, you can check out, well, glitch.news. It's just glitch.news. Glitch.news is good. If you want to get out of the city while you still can, go to bugout.news and check out my website, newstarget.com. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.